Both a sore or any other type of animal has the same din for the following. Dinim lenefilas a bor. Any animal that falls into a bor, the baal bor is chayiv. Ula afrashas harsina. That which the Torah said that during Matan Torah, that no animal can go up on Har Sinai, this din is true by any animal. As the Pasuk says, in behema, in ish, lo yichye. Any animal or person that goes up on Har Sinai will not live. Ula tashlume kepo. The Torah says that somebody who steals an animal or any other object has to pay double to the owner. No matter what animal you steal, you have to pay double. Ula shabbat abeda. The Torah says that if you find an animal or any other object, you have to return it to the rightful owner. No matter what type of animal you find, you have to return it. Laprika. That which the Torah says, azov, tazov, imo, you must help the owner of an animal to unload its animal. No matter what type of animal has a load on it, you must help the owner. Lachasima, the Torah says, lo tachsom shor betisho. You are not allowed to muzzle a shor while it is threshing. Any animal that is threshing, you are not allowed to muzzle it. Lachlayim, the Torah says, behemtacha lo tarbiya klayim. You are not allowed to breed two different types of animals. This din is true with all animals. You can't breed two different types. Also, the Torah says, lo tachros b'shor u'b'chamor yachtov. You cannot plow with a shor or chamor together. This is not dafka by a shor or chamor. This would be true by any two types of animals. You cannot plow with these two animals together. B'la Shabbos, the Torah says that you are not allowed to do malacha with your animal on Shabbos. You must rest your animals on Shabbos. Any animal that you own, you must rest on Shabbos. B'chein chaya ba'ov kayotibem. And the same din would be true if you own a chaya, a wild animal, or an oak, which are birds. Also, all of these dinim apply to chayos, but opos, in came lamanem, ashur, or chamor. If these dinim apply to all animals, why, by some of the dinim that I mentioned above, does the Torah say, shur, or chamor? Elishadibra hakasav, behobo. The reason why the Torah mentioned only shur, or chamor, the Torah is mentioning a commonly owned animal, as shor hamor are more commonly owned than other animals, but the dinim would apply to other animals as well. Masechet Bava Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hakaynet soim ledir, menal b'faneha karoy. Somebody who gathers up his sheep into a pen, and he locks them up properly, he locks them up where it would hold up in a ruach metziah, in a regular wind, the yasa behizika pater. And even so, the sheep somehow got out and caused damages. They entered somebody's field and ate their produce or trampled in their produce. The owner of the sheep is pater for paying for the damages. And since he locked them up sufficiently, it is not his fault, and therefore he is not responsible. Lo na'al b'fanel karoi b'yasa. If he did not lock them up properly, the place where he locked them up in would not hold up even in a regular wind, and they got out and caused damages, then the owner of the sheep is chayev, as it is his responsibility to make sure that his sheep are guarded properly. Nifritza belaila. Osha pursu listen. B'yasa b'hizika pater. If the owner of the animal locked them up sufficiently, and somehow the wall fell down in the middle of the night, or bandits knocked the wall down in the middle of the night, and the sheep went out, went into somebody's field, and caused damages, the owner of the sheep is pater. And even though when a wall falls down, people find out about it, that's only during the day, but in this case, where it's at night, he would not have known about it, and therefore is pater, as opposed to if the wall would have fallen down during the day, even though the owner locked it up sufficiently, he is still chayav. And since everybody finds out when a wall falls down, it's most likely the owner knew that the wall fell down, so therefore it was his responsibility to go and round up his sheep before they enter into other people's fields and cause damages. Hosi'u, list him, chayav. If When the bandits knock down the wall, they decide to steal the sheep, and they take the sheep out of the pen by leading them out or prodding them to go by hitting them. Then the bandits are chayev for the damages that the sheep caused. Since they plan on stealing it, they are now responsible for the damages that are caused.